RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, highlight, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Ahead of the OIC summit, the military held tactical floor game. WKPN focusing on attracting investment of 7 European countries. Now the news in detail. Security Operational Command of Indonesia Military TNI conduct the exercise of tactical game floor on Friday. The exercise was held in preparation to secure the coming summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC to take place in Jakarta on 6 and 7 of March 2016. This was stated by Jakarta Military Commander Mayor General Teddy Laksamana through a press release on Saturday. He was appointed by TNI Chief General Gatot Numantio to become a security operational command of the OIC summit. Now, the exercise was held at the police headquarters complex in Cilangkap East, Jakarta. In addition to the simulation, the tactical floor game becomes a moment to check the personnel system and its main weaponry. General Teddy also said that so far, his military personnel are ready to secure the conference that will be attended by 63 countries. In 2016, Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPN has focused on attracting investment in Europe by promoting market in 7 countries, namely England, Germany, the Netherlands, France, Spain, and Switzerland. As Kuwaitis Pro Antara News Agency Chief of BKPN Frankie Sibrani said in Jakarta on Friday that the 7 countries have huge potential for outward investment. Meanwhile, the realization of investment in India is still low, based on data from the foreign direct investment through 2010 to 2015. The 7 countries include in the world 20 largest investment. In the note of BKPN, only Britain and the Netherlands are already in the top 15 investment countries. Frankie Sibrani explained that outward investment potential of the 7 countries, which becomes the marketing focus, is quite huge, which may reach $1.07 trillion. The position of Indonesian foreign debt at the end of November 2015 stood at $304.6 billion, or around 4,243 trillion rupiah. The figure grew 3.2% compared to the same period in 2014. Bank Indonesia BI consider Indonesian foreign debt is not much different from the previous years. If there is any improvement, not too much. This was affirmed by Executive Director of Economic and Monetary Policy at Bank Indonesia, Yuda Agun, at the office of Bank Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday. According to Yuda, Indonesian foreign debt rise is caused the debt of the government. Meanwhile, the increase in corporate debt is not too high. Based on BI monitoring, 200 corporates have the largest debt, and about 80% of them has already done hedging. Even so, the central bank keeps monitoring 50% companies that does not do hedging. About 100 lion baron size will enliven the Chat Gome in Krawan, West Java, on Sunday. Rows of planetarium barriers, 54 palanquin or stretcher to a fecund merchant band and vehicle of harvesting will also enliven the procession of Chat Gome celebration in Krawan. This was stated by coordinator of Chat Gome celebration of Krawan, Natala Sumeda, on Saturday. She explained that Chat Gome is an expression of gratitude to God for the abundance and good fortune. She added that the organizing committee is already preparing for the celebration, including coordinating with the police about the possible dispersion of the flow at Jalan Tufarid, Jalan Air Hakim, and Kertabumi for such activities. An earthquake measuring 4.2 on Richter scale hit West Sumbawa at around 6:39 a.m. on Saturday, East Nusa Tenggara. Reports of Kupa Meteorology and Geophysics Agency received by AFP said that location of the earthquake was around 9.68 degrees southern latitude and 118.81 east longitude. The earthquake occurred at 39 kilometers southwestern West Sumbawa at a depth of 10 kilometers above sea level. So far, there has been no report on the impact of the earthquake. The 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Countries, OIC, to take place in Jakarta on 6 until 7 March 2016, will produce two important documents related to Palestine and the city of Al-Quds Al-Sharif, or the Holy City of Jerusalem. Both documents are about resolution and declarations. Director General of the Multilateral Affairs of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hasan Klev, at a press conference at the Foreign Affairs Ministry office in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the resolution document will contain a confirmation of the OIC member countries to focus on Palestine and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, for the declaration document, it will be much denser and shorter on the concrete steps to follow the agreed matters by the OIC countries related to Palestine and Jerusalem. This summit will produce two outcome documents. The first is in the resolution form. This resolution will contain a confirmation, reaffirmation of the basic position of the OIC countries to the Palestinian issue and the focus of Al-Quds Al-Sharif or Jerusalem. The second one is that we are as a host to have approach, consultation and coordination with the Palestinian government. And yet it's been agreed there will be the second document in the form of declaration. This declaration will contain very solid short yet contains the concrete step forward for the OIC to follow the outcome of the OIC summit. Furthermore, Hasan Klip also said through those two documents it is expected the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Countries, OIC, will produce the concrete step to support Palestinian sovereignty and the promotion of two-state solution with Israel. Hasan also added that as many as 56 heads of state and government, including Indonesia, of the OIC member countries, had been invited to attend the extraordinary summit. However, until Tuesday 25th of February, several heads of state and government that had confirmed their attendance in the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Countries are Indonesian President, Palestinian President, Prime Minister of Egypt and some heads of state from African and Asian continents, as well as 16th Minister of Foreign Affairs. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Press Review. Various events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review collected from several newspapers published in Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas Daily. In its editorial on Wednesday, it writes, appreciating government and parliament decision to postpone the discussion on the revision of the law on Corruption Eradication Commission. The decision should be appreciated. The postponement of the discussion on the revision of law on commission does not pose any problem to the commission itself. It can still work with the existing law. Meanwhile, in the House of Representatives plenary meeting on Tuesday, members of the House did not take its initiative right to decide the revision of the law adopted by Parliament. Kompas Daily writes, all parties respect the agreement between the government and the House who listened to the aspiration of the public. Previously, public reacted strongly to the initiative of members of parliament who drafted the revision of the law dated February 10, 2016, which obviously has weakened the commission. It is understandable if the chairman of the commission, Agus Raharjo, said he would resign if the draft revision of law commission is discussed and ratified. If the draft was passed with the existing substance, then it will put the commission in the control of power. Thus, the commission would lose its independence. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday, February 25th, writes, revenge versus debt payment. putting people who are close and get rid of those who are disagrees become prevalent tendency among elected regional heads after the election. Through mutation, old officials, and the placement of new officials, regional head hopes his government can be run in accordance with what he expected. According to Media Indonesia, the appointment of new officials is a reward for the support to the head area during the election. Mutation, even dismissal, is a retaliation for their support to another candidate besides the elected regional head. However, such a tendency can no longer be carried out arbitrarily by the regional head, resulted from the simultaneous election on December 9, 2015, after being inaugurated. According to this daily, Law No. 8 of 2015 concerning the election clearly and unequivocally forbid them to do it. The Act outlined the head area or region cannot replace officials for at least 6 months after he is sworn in. Media Indonesia said the policy of debt or service payment and revenge are prohibited. Bureaucrats' placement in certain positions must not be on the basis of like and dislike on the side of the election winner regional head, but on the basis of performance and achievements. The best must be appreciated or promoted. Poor and corrupt officials will be given dismissal. Let's end with the Republika newspaper. In an editorial on Friday, February 26, it writes, "Reviving cultural literacy." Starting Friday, February 26, Book Publishers has held the largest book exhibition in Southeast Asia called Islamic Book Fair 2016. A total of 123 publishers are involved in the event, which is the 15th of its kind that offers many discounted books to the public. According to Republika, the exhibition has become a very important part in reviving the reading culture in Indonesian people, which still need to be improved. It is obvious that reading culture is still below watching and playing gadget. Ministry of Education and Culture program, which requires high school students to take at least 15 minutes to read before starting the lesson, is something to be appreciated. According to the paper, the program is expected to foster a culture of reading from an early age. In the long term, the habit of 15 minutes reading for the students should be maintained and improved. Thus, a tradition to be friendly with books could be embedded more strongly. Well, that was this week's press review over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We begin Today in History with an event on February 27, 1964, when the Leaning Tower of Pisa needed help. The Leaning Tower of Pisa was built in August 9, 1173, as a place for the bells of Piazza dei Miracoli Church in Pisa City, Italy. At that time, it was a major force of trade and one of the richest cities in the world. On February 27, 1964, Italian government officially requested aid from the world in preventing the Pisa Tower from toppling. At that time, the 180-foot tower tilted 17 feet to the south, and a study showed that the tower tilted farther annually. Various proposals to repair the Middle Age Heritage Tower came from many countries, but the reconstruction finally began in 1999. We continue with an event in 2007, when Pagaruyung Palace in West Sumatra was burned. Istana Basa Pagaruyung, or better known as Pagaruyung Palace, located at Minangkabau Kingdom Palace Complex in Batu Sangkar City, Tanah Datar Regency West Sumatra, was a famous tourism object in West Sumatra. On Tuesday, February 27, 2007, at 7:10 p.m. local time, the palace was burned due to a lightning strike. The palace was burned quickly because it was made of flammable natural materials, such as ijuk or palm fiber for its roofs and wood for the most of the building. The reconstruction of the Pagaruyung Palace after the fire began in July 8, 2007. And well, listener, we end today in history with an event occurred on February 27, 2010. An earthquake hit Chile and caused a great tsunami which reached countries facing the Pacific Ocean. An earthquake around 8.8 Richter scale hit the north coast of Chile on 3:24 a.m. local time on February 27, 2010. The earthquake took its toll and destroyed many buildings. Based on the data compiled in March 30, 2010, the casualties amounted to 432 people. The earthquake also caused tsunami across the Pacific Ocean, reaching New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii Islands, countries in the Pacific, and also Japan, all with mild to moderate impact. The tsunami warning was sent to Chile, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Antarctic, Panama, and Costa Rica. Well, listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is entitled Indonesia and ASEAN Cooperation to Tackle Disasters. Indonesia is committed to realizing the vision of ASEAN countries, which is one ASEAN, one response in natural disasters mitigation. For that, last Tuesday, February 23rd in Jakarta, head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB, Willem Rampangilai, and executive director of the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance or AHA Center, Said Faisal, signed a cooperation agreement. Since its founding in 2011, the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance as an intergovernmental organization has aimed at facilitating cooperation and coordination among countries members of ASEAN with other international organizations related to disaster management in Southeast Asia. AHA Center is coordinating with disaster management agencies in each ASEAN country and has built solidarity in responding to disasters in the affected countries as well as in donor countries. In his speech, the head of the agency, Willem Rampangilai, said the cooperation between the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and AHA Center is very important so that Indonesia can always develop its capacity in disaster management, especially since Indonesia has considerable international experience in various kinds of natural disaster. He said that with this, Indonesia can share the way to handle mitigation and mitigation of natural disasters with other countries in the ASEAN region. According to Willem Rampangilai, cooperation between the agency and AHA Center focuses on the vision of one ASEAN, one response. In this case, humanitarian assistance is quick and coordinated in its distribution in the ASEAN countries, together with regional organizations, other international agencies, and humanitarian activists in the response due to natural disasters. The goal is to minimize casualties, the number of refugees and losses caused by natural disaster. Besides, these two institutions work together to anticipate and improve community preparedness against natural disasters. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the AHA Center, Said Faisal, said there are three important elements in responding to natural disasters, namely speed, skill, and solidarity. There are already 13 responses implemented and proven useful in the ASEAN region. Said also explained that the current AHA Center has two mechanisms in dealing with disaster, namely the disaster monitoring, or watching the point of natural disasters in the ASEAN region, and then informing to 10 disaster management agencies in each country. Well, that was focused today on Indonesia-ASEAN cooperation to tackle disasters. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Security Operational Command of Indonesia Military 10-9 conduct the exercise of tactical gain floor on Friday. The exercise was held in preparation to secure the coming summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation (OIC) to take place in Jakarta on 6 until 7 of March 2016. In 2016, Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board (BKIBN) has focused on attracting investment in Europe by promoting market in 7 countries, namely England, Germany, the Netherlands, France, Spain, and Switzerland. The position of Indonesian foreign debt at the end of November 2015 stood at $304.6 billion, around 4,243 trillion rupiah. The figure grew 2.2% compared to the same period in 2014. About 100 lion barunsais will enliven the Chat Gome in Krawand, West Java on Sunday. Rows of lantern bearers, 54 palanquin or structure to a pecon merchant band and vehicle of Arpustin will also enliven the procession of the Chat Gome celebration in Krawang. An earthquake measuring 4.2 on Richter scale hit West Sumbawa at around 6:39:47 AM on Saturday, East Nusa Tenggara. Reports of Kupa Meteorology and Geophysical Agency received by AP said the location of the earthquake was at 9.68 degrees southern latitude and 118.81 is longitude. The sixth extraordinary summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Countries YC to take place in Jakarta on 6 until 7 March 2016 will produce two important documents related to Palestine and the city of Al-Aqudz Al-Sharif or the Holy City of Jerusalem. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Madura Island. Stay tuned. Listeners, Madura is known as Salt Island. It has many typical foods, such as Madura chicken satay, soto Madura, and fried duck. There is also a kind of soup which uses green beans. This food is kaldu kokot Madura. Listeners, kokot is the lower legs of mammal such as goat and cow. Kaldu kokot is kind of soup with Javanese ingredients such as red onion, garlic, ginger, nutmeg, and scallion antique sauce. Sometimes the food is served with slices of cow skin and added with green beans and petis. Petis is kind of sauce which is made from mussel or shrimp. This food is suitable to be eaten when still warm. Listeners, kaldu kokot, which uses green beans as main material, is boiled with special ingredients. Sauce of the food is brown and its aroma will make you want to taste it. To serve kaldu kokot with lontong or fried cassava or korket in Madurese language is more delicious. This food can also be enjoyed with egg and cingur. Cingur is slice of mouth or snout of cow. Listeners, sensation of kaldu kokot Madura is extraordinary, usually more delicious if it is eaten when raining or at night. To find this food is not difficult because location of kaldu kokot vendor is very strategic, namely around city square. Usually, the vendor sell kaldu kokot starting from 7 a.m. local time until 5 p.m. local time. One portion of kaldu kokot is quite cheap. After you taste it, we guarantee you will be satisfied and want to taste this food again. Moreover, if you order kaldu kokot with full cow food, you can stir its marrow in the bones and suck it. You will feel extraordinary sensation.
Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing about the effect of salak or snake fruit on pregnant women. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Salak or snake fruit is popular fruit native to Indonesia and is one of the palm plants. It has unique skin like the scales of a snake, hence the name, and quite hard flesh. The fruit flesh is covered with thin epidermis. It is rather hard, not juicy, with different thicknesses depending on the type of salak itself, and has a small cocoa-colored core seed. Salak, which is a seasonal fruit, tastes sweet, sometimes slightly sour or even dry. As for the nutritional content, salak has a lot of vitamins such as vitamin C, B1, B3, and B6, and some minerals such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, and many others. In addition, it is also beneficial in helping to achieve adequate nutrition for fetal growth and development. Other benefits for health is as a cure for diarrhea, as antioxidant agents, good for the health of pregnant women, though for the latter must follow some rules so as not to pose a risk. Silek salak with the skin is still good and not cheap, and then be careful with salak that has been stored for a long time, because it is vulnerable to decay, which can cause pregnant women exposed to bacteria or parasites. Although generally it can be consumed directly after being peeled, but for pregnant women, it is advisable to clean it first before eating. Always eat it along with the thin epidermis, because it can prevent constipation and nausea for pregnant women. That was Miscellany today on salak and pregnant women.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me Mariati in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through RRI Play and RRI World Service mobile applications on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Malik and the Essentials. Malik and the Essentials were established in May 15, 2002. They began their career when they performed at a cafe in Jakarta. They have become popular since they performed in Jakarta International Jazz Festival 2005. Now their popularity is more increasing. They have released 6 albums. The 6th album, entitled Music Pop, was released May 15, 2014. Listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Ananda from Malik and the Essentials, which is taken from their album Music Pop. In this album, in this song, they collaborated with Indra Lesmana. Please enjoy the song.
Sambut kebahagiaan lahir sang buah hati wujud cinta manusia bersujud dalam pujian hingga suatu hari dia akan berjalan ke dunia dengan pilihannya selamat datang sayang. Ananda, dewasalah dengan cara yang kau percaya sempurna. Hanya di surga peluk aku saat kau ragu selama ku masih di dunia bernafas bersama. Selamat datang sayang. Di kehidupan yang berjalan, yang tak pernah berubahnya, perubahan yang mendatang kan perlahan membiasakan kita dengan
you have just listened to the first song from Malik and the Essentials featuring Indra Lesmana. Ananda's song has a story behind making process. This song is so sentimental, but Malik and the Essentials are able to pack it well. Upbeat, punchy, and modern, sound classic synthesizer music and strengthened with sound vocoder from Indra Lesmana colors the nuance of the song. After being successful in Ananda's song, Malik and the Essential released their second song entitled Himalaya. Listeners, let's listen to the second song entitled Himalaya. Enjoy the song.
Coba hayalkan sejenak 10 tahun nanti. Coba bayangkan sejenak, misalkan ada aku yang menemani hari demi hari yang tak terhitung. Misalkan itu aku yang terakhir untukmu, untuk itu kan ku persembahkan Himalaya. Balutkan pelita hatimu.
pastikan kau melihat aku saat ku gapai puncak tertinggi bersama tujuh warna pelangi. Misalkan semua terjadi meski belum terjadi, sekarang kita renungkan sejenak cara agar semua bisa terjadi. Walau ku tahu tak semudah itu, tapi coba sekali lagi. Bayangkan aku, untuk itu kan ku persembahkan Himalaya. Bahkan akan aku taklukkan tanpa cahaya di kegelapan, berbalutkan pelita hatimu. Di aku dan kamu, pastikan kau melihat aku saat ku gapai puncak tertinggi bersama tujuh warna pelangi.
Listeners, that was a song entitled Himalaya, sung by Malik and the Essentials. Himalaya was released in October 29, 2014, together with its video clip. This is the first video clip of their album Music Pop. The video clip was made by Dimas Wisnuwardono with Simplicity Concept. Lyric and beautiful tone and rap by Ballad Dance make the video clip in 3 minutes duration unique and beautiful. Himalaya song tells about seriousness of someone to love his lover. The lyric of this song is sweet and poetic. Besides smooth and golden voice of Angga can anesthetize listeners. Well, VOI listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the songs entitled Aurora and Semesta, or means Universal. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti, terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah, dan ku sedang mengikuti. Sampaikan salam dari hati lalui tanah air udara, kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra, tuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara, kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika sudah ada ruang di hatiku yang kau sentuh. Oh, dan ketika ku sadari sudah tak selalu indah cinta yang ada.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Berjuta rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata. Dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuatku bahagia. Dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk
selalu di sini ada untukku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Sinar kita melayang jauh, merasuki angan terbawa rasa, melewati batas kita berdua. Saya menikmati cinta, kita
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.